Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay. Welcome to another edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. I'm excited to be joined with an old friend of mine. Well, old friend, not old, Scott, but an old friend of mine, Scott Norman, commercial market director at Snap One. And by the way, there are not very many people in your position, Scott, who have their CTSD. That is a hard certification to get, and you took the time to do it. Congratulations, because I was on the original committee that created that, and I can tell you that is not easy to get. And to be in your position to do it, you're owed a giant congratulations, because that's a lot of work to do that. Snap One, y'all been going through a lot. I mean, y'all are really in sort of like in this great position. You were recently acquired by Resideo, who is part of ADI. I guess ADI technically is your partner now. You kind of merged together, and you have all those resources. But I want to focus on all the cool things that Snap One is doing, and I kind of want to get a feel for you. How you feel about things since Infocom?
Good. Things are good. Yeah, we were acquired by ADI a couple months ago, and so we're working through some of those transitions. And it's just an exciting time for us, getting more resources. Our leadership teams have been merged. And it's great meeting all the folks there and getting to work together and working on some of the go forward projects.
Yeah, and one of those that I know people have been, you had at Infocom, like a cheat sheet on how to use Control4 in the commercial spaces. That's something I know people are wondering about. But also, you know, you have really built Wattbox, and I mean, you've got a whole line of products for commercial that are really powerful because you have this oversee platform that everything is integrated into. I'd like for you to kind of, first off, tell me about that cheat sheet you had at Infocom, because that kind of surprised me, because I've asked you about Control4 in commercial spaces for many years now, but then tell me kind of how we're doing on all the in-house brands.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we acquired Control4 6-7 years ago, and one of the first things we did was say, how do we take this more into the commercial space? You know, they were very targeted for Resi only when we acquired them. And we've done a number of things to make it more viable in the commercial space. We've released something called the Multi-Display Manager. We introduced some audio breakaway capabilities, DSP drivers, and a bunch of other things. And so we really see that as a great product that really targets that bar, restaurant, retail, gymnasiums, all those kind of things that aren't the conference room, basically, is a great kind of area for that product to target. And so we released that. It's kind of like a one sheet, a sell sheet for our Control4 partners to be able to take to their customer and show them the benefits of Control4, the beautiful user interface, how easy it is to use for their customers, and kind of had a system diagram on it to kind of show you how things go together. So it was a really cool thing. You know, at CEDIA this year, we launched X4, which is a new generation of the UI, which really kind of breaks apart the UI and makes it less room-based and much more customizable from a UI standpoint, which is great for commercial applications. We're going to be doing a ton more on that front. And then, you mentioned a couple other brands in there. Our Wattbox power product line, we released some 20-amp models for our entire IP Wattbox power lines with 2-amp.
Yeah, which means Europe, right? I mean, that means you're handling
and Europe. Well. Yep, at ISC as well. So we have a 2-outlet, an 8-outlet, and a 12-outlet. And that has the IP control capabilities, which ties it into Oversee, along with a bunch of our other product lines. So some exciting things happening there. We also have new UPSs in Wattbox. Sunbright display. We've got new Solus displays coming out, which will replace our signature model displays, which is like a really professional grade, high brightness outdoor display. The list kind of goes on and on.
Yeah, and one of the things that you've done as well is I have started to see other brands say works with Oversee as well. I've seen other brands that have adopted Oversee. So it's not just a Snap One platform anymore.
Yeah. I mean, Oversee is really a remote monitoring and management platform for the industry. So anyone can adopt it. You don't have to be using Snap One gear. You can use, and it'll connect to all the devices at a job site. So obviously it integrates really well with our products, and you get like a really native UI and all the full setup features. But then everything else on the site, you get full visibility to. You can get notifications if something falls offline. You can connect to the internal web GUI of any device and do all the setup via the cloud connection. You know, the functionality is really full across the platform, and it ties in with third-party devices.
And something that people may not know, that you have your own media over IP or AV over IP platform called MOIP. You've got your own PTZ cameras out there now that are, you know, security cameras, but also can be used in commercial applications. You've got a you mentioned Sunbrite already. You've got a host of products that are under the Snap One brand as well, but you've also expanded your distribution. So Snap One originally made all their own stuff, but then became a distributor, and now you're sort of like that hybrid space, and you've really amped that up in the commercial space. I noticed Yealink is one of your brands now. Tell me about what's going on there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we serve so many different sectors of the industry. I always try to say, hey, Snap One is for integrators by integrators. We're all about the integration professional, and that spans across the pro AV market, the residential market, the security market, the IT datacom market. And then within that, all those markets, we have our in-house brand names. We call those kind of our 1P product lines, which are the ones I just mentioned, Lockbox and Episode and Arachnus and all those. And then our distribution platform, partnering with the industry best to kind of fill those gaps where we're not going to build products. And then now with the ADI acquisition, obviously they're great at that. They have a ton of brands in that area, and we're doing some kind of cross-pollinating of those brands. And one of those is Yealink, the conferencing solutions. Yeah. I call it the conference room in a box, or the Sonos for the conference room. It's so easy to plug and play those systems, and they work great. And then we also just released PDK, which is access control for the security market, a super innovative cloud-based access control system. And then we have a lot of others kind of in the hopper that are going to be coming soon. So keep your eyes peeled and really leveraging the benefits of the Snap One platform, the best-in-class customer service, easy returns, great service and support model. So all those things are going to hold true. And all of our local stores. We've got 48 local stores in all the major cities around the country. And you'll be seeing some of those products in some of those local stores as well.
I'm excited because I am happy to be privy to some of the things you're coming out with next year. So I think that you're a company that people need to watch and pay attention to. So I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for the direction and the benefit that everybody can get from that hybrid model that you have there. And I'm very excited about the fact that you see those opportunities for Control4 in the commercial space. And I like the fact that you've identified some really good areas like bars and restaurants. Are two great areas that Control4 would be really well suited for. Your new operating system for that, I got the demo at CEDIA, and I was really impressed. So if you want to learn more, you can always go to snapone.com. It's real easy to become an integrator for Snap One. There's a little qualification process, and then you can learn a little bit about all the different products. And you have access to both the in-house brands that Scott mentioned, but also the third-party brands, which include the ADI brands as well. Scott, I guess we're going to see a little bit more synergy between you and ADI as time goes on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the integration is going really well. We want to leverage the strength of both companies. Obviously, the OverSee cloud management platform, the Control4 platform from Snap, all of our in-house brand names and product lines is a great addition for them. For us, the distribution model, the efficiencies of that, all the great customer services that both of us provide is really great for the industry in general. So we're really excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, congratulations. And again, if you want to learn more, go to snapone.com. Scott Norman, connect with him on LinkedIn. I'll put a link in the description of this video cast for you so you can connect with him and talk to him about how he got that CTSD. I know he had to study a lot for that. That's not something you read a book and you just go take a test.
I'm maintaining that one. I don't want it to drop off and have to review.
No, you don't want that. So, you definitely don't want
that. Yeah, but connect with me on LinkedIn.
If there's any questions, again, would be hard. To take that test again would be like going to grad school for a liberal arts degree and then having to take the math test to to get into the grad school when you're like, wait a minute, I want to do journalism. I don't want to do math. it's a lot of stuff, but congratulations there. Thanks for joining us. All of our video casts at ravepubs.com. Just click on Rave TV link, or you can just Google Rants and Raves and it'll pop up. Scott Norman, thank you very much for joining me.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves.